From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs. Bobby Lee Trammell, Northeast Arkansas, became accomplished on two ends of the spectrum. Rockabilly outcast, and as a member of the Arkansas House of Representatives, squarely a member of the establishment. He was born in Craighead County to musical parents. His father, Wiley, played the fiddle professionally, and his mother, May, played organ in the Baptist church the family attended. In fact, May's strict adherence to the church meant she never embraced Bobby Lee's forays into rock and pop music. Brash young Bobby Lee Trammell had the good fortune to be born in East Arkansas. It's most famously the cradle of Delta blues, but also home to an inordinate number of the early rock and rollers. The area also had a proliferation of nightclubs along its highways, many of them frequented by local farmhands during agriculture's more labor-reliant era. More recently, a group in Northeast Arkansas has attempted to memorialize Highway 67 as the Rockabilly Highway. Acts like Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash were regulars of the circuit, which could also include armories and schools. As a young teen, Trammell attended a show with Cash and Carl Perkins at Nettleton High School. Trammell talked his way on stage with Perkins, who allowed him to do a song with Perkins' band. The night changed Trammell's life. Perkins encouraged the teenage Bobby Lee Trammell to audition for Sam Phillips at Sun Records in Memphis. That he did, with the demo made at a Jonesboro radio station. But the story goes that Phillips told Trammell to come back in a few weeks. Trammell responded by instead relocating to the West Coast. He got a job at a Ford auto assembly plant and looked for a musical break in California. Years later, Trammell conceded not returning to Sun Records was probably a mistake. However, Bobby Lee Trammell's career did gain some traction in California, but was helped through Arkansas connections. Trammell met country music great Lefty Frizzell of Smackover. Frizzell invited him to audition for a residency at a large ballroom-type club. Trammell got the gig. And soon, he was drawing crowds, which in turn drew interest from would-be agents and record labels in the immediate post-Elvis Presley era. Enter White County native Faber Robeson. Faber Robeson was born in Beebe in 1911. By the time he met Bobby Lee Trammell, Robeson had a hand in establishing Jim Reeves and Johnny Horton, as well as such Arkansas-connected acts as Floyd Kramer and the Browns. But it usually ended badly. The day after he met Robeson, Trammell had auditioned for and signed with Faber Records. A month later, Trammell had a record out, Shirley Lee, heard here with James Burton on guitar. Soon, Trammell was on tour. Bobby Lee Trammell's musical future, not to mention his future in Arkansas politics, lay ahead of him. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
Arkansas Songs is a production of FM 89 and Experiment Station Studios. For more information, visit arkansongs.org.